a closely divided Supreme Court has struck down the death penalty for juveniles. By a 5-4 vote, the High Court ruled yesterday that in modern times the penalty is widely considered unacceptable, so according to the High Court, it violates the Constitution's Eighth Amendment, which prohibits cruel and unusual punishment. Here's NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg.
The immediate effect of the court ruling is to nullify the laws allowing the death penalty for juveniles in 20 states and to void the sentences of some 70 death row inmates. The largest number is in Texas with 29. Next is Alabama with 14, according to the Death Penalty Information Center. Then Mississippi with 5, followed by 9 other states with between 1 and 4 each. Marsha Levick of the Juvenile Law Center said that those whose death penalties were voided by yesterday's ruling will still pay a stiff price for their crimes.
It's important that we recognize that although juveniles are not eligible for the death penalty, they're not getting off the hook. They will be subject to severe sanctions for serious crimes that they commit. Many juveniles will serve life sentences without parole.
But Northern Ohio University law professor Victor Stribe, who studied the death penalty extensively, said that there may now be a move to limit sentences of life without parole for some juveniles.
If we've done away with the death penalty for juveniles, then the next most severe punishment is life in prison without parole. And it goes down much lower, much younger than age 16 or 18. It goes down to age 8 or 9 or 10. And some of us are beginning to challenge whether life without parole for somebody who's 9 years old is an appropriate sentence.
Yesterday's Supreme Court decision, written by Justice Anthony Kennedy, rested on two basic ideas. First, the court majority concluded that with 30 states having outlawed the death penalty for juvenile offenders, a consensus now exists against the practice. Second, the decision pointed to 18 as the age where society draws the line between childhood and adulthood, that 18 is the age at which voting is allowed, serving on juries, and marrying without a parent's permission. As any parent knows, said Justice Kennedy, adolescents are prone to every category of reckless behavior. And from a moral standpoint, he said, it would be misguided to equate even the most egregious failings of a minor with those of an adult. Most juveniles, he said, are simply too immature, too underdeveloped in their sense of responsibility, and too unformed in their character to be classified among the worst offenders. Indeed, Kennedy pointed to the fact that adolescents are so unformed in their character that the professional standards governing the practice of psychiatry bar psychiatrists from diagnosing certain personality disorders in minors. And Kennedy asked, if trained psychiatrists can't make that kind of character evaluation, how then can a jury? Finally, in determining that the death penalty is disproportionate for juveniles, Kennedy cited as confirmation what he called the stark reality that the United States is the only country in the world that continues to give official sanction to the juvenile death penalty. Even countries like Iran and China, he said, have abolished the practice. Concluded Kennedy, it does not lessen our fidelity to the U.S. Constitution to acknowledge that the express affirmation of certain fundamental rights by other nations simply underscores the centrality of those same rights within our own heritage of freedom. In a rare oral dissent from the bench yesterday, Justice Antonin Scalia denounced the court's ruling as making a mockery of the role envisioned for the courts by the Founding Fathers. Said Scalia, "The court today proclaims itself the sole arbiter of our nation's moral standards. Because I do not believe that the meaning of our Constitution should be determined by the subjective views of 5 members of this court and like-minded foreigners, I dissent." Chief Justice Rehnquist and Justice Thomas joined the Scalia dissent. Justice Sandra Day O'Connor wrote separately and rested her dissent on what she called the weak evidence to support the notion of a consensus against the juvenile death penalty. After all, as she observed, only a minority of the states that permit the death penalty have outlawed it for juveniles. Of the 30 states listed as opposed to the juvenile death penalty, 12 states outlaw the death penalty in all cases, and only 18 outlaw it for juveniles alone. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.